G'day, John. How are you going?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Let's start off with Canada and Alaska. You've got the 2020 specials just out.
Yeah, the whole stack of companies have brought out their 2020 deals, Fly Freeze and all that sort of stuff for coach touring and inside passage cruising. So Travel Marvel, Evergreen, Scenic, APT, a whole smack of others. So now's the time to start looking at that sort of product. They're what called pre-release deals. So it should be the best deal you can possibly get for next year. So if you're thinking Canada and Alaska for next year, it's a good time to come into the office and have a chat.
On to something a bit more closer to home is the 2019 Melbourne Cup Carnival, and you've got some packages there.
Yeah, look, racing's always pretty popular, as you probably know. They had the Everest recently, which was a couple of million-dollar race in Sydney. They had the, I think it was a $4 million mile race in Melbourne last weekend. Might have been the weekend before, I can't remember exactly. I don't lose as much money as I used to on those things anymore. But they've got 2019 Melbourne Cup Carnival packages out. So you can do a Lexus Melbourne Cup day only. You can do a Victoria Derby day and a Lexus Cup day, or a Cup day and an Oaks day. So there's companies we've got, they've got packages that you can give you accommodation and access to VIP marquees where you've got meals and drinks and good viewing platforms and obviously betting facilities as well. So it's 8 November, so it's still a while away.
You won't be queuing up for the toilets or queuing up for the food if you take all these packages?
You'll have good facilities. Sorry, I think I misread that. I think it's the 5th of November, but it's the first Tuesday in November, as everyone knows.
Yes.
And they're on offer if anybody wants them.
A couple of other packages we've spoke about a few times is firstly the Scottish Outlander. This is next year.
Yeah, this is a great one, and it's way early, so we're just putting it out nice and early. This is May next year, so May 20. It's only a 7-day trip from Edinburgh and Glasgow. Takes you up to Culloden Moor and a lot of places. If you've seen Outlander, if not, get on.
I haven't seen it yet.
Get on Netflix and have a look at it. It does flick around. It's either ABC or SBS. You can watch it, so you can probably watch it on their iViews as well. So it's a great country. Scotland's probably one of my most favourite countries. I've been to a lot of countries in the world, and it's always been one of my most favourite ones. The people are fantastic. The language is awesome, and a lot of history and heritage there as well. So a great spot. And that trip is flight and a tour, ex Bendigo. So you get your transfer from the airport to here and back again. So a great little trip, and it's under $4,000 a head.
The other one, a bit closer to home, is November, and that's rail and sail. It's around Australia.
Transfer to the airport, fly to Sydney, Indian Pacific, first class rail across to Perth. 5 or 6 days there, a couple of days touring, a couple of days rest or shopping, and come back on Cunard, one of the Queen Elizabeths, from Perth to Melbourne or Fremantle to Melbourne. We've probably about sold half our allocation. We've got a few spots left, but we were contacted recently by the rail people, and they're getting very heavily booked. So, now's the time to start thinking about, if you're looking at a November trip to do Sydney and Perth and do the rail and the sail. It's a luxury rail and sail product, and was very much enjoyed by people when we did it a couple of years ago. And it's actually cheaper this year. We've cut the knife to the bone, and it's a good package.
We're not going to say too much today, but there's a few changes happening at your business. What can you tell us, John?
Yeah, myself and the staff have been working hard lately. We're getting some technology updates, and we actually had a day off during the middle of the week a couple of weeks ago to go to Melbourne, do some training. Sometime around mid-April, we're going to have a shop upgrade, so carpet, paint.
You're going to be busy, John.
Signage, the whole works.
You're
thing.
You're doing here. A lot of yourself?
I'm not doing it all myself. No, there's tradesmen to do the tradesmen's work.
That's good to know.
Yeah, no, we stick to travel. We know travel. So
yes.
So that'll be coming mid-April. So there'll be a couple of days we'll be closed mid-April. But just if people see renovations going on, it's not we've closed down. We just make it bigger and better and brighter for people. And with the technology updates, we're going to be able to serve people a lot better as well and make our lives easier as well as administration. So some good things happening in the shop, but a couple of weeks away. And I just wanted to let people know that things are going to be happening. But don't worry, we'll still be there.
And no doubt we'll be talking more about that as the weeks get closer to
we
this
will, yeah.
exciting time.
It will be.
Bendigo Travel and Cruise, adding this morning at 10, caught on Mitchell and Hargrove Streets. Thanks, John. We'll catch up next Saturday morning.
Cheers, everybody.